Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." There are moments in life when everything feels fragile. Institutions shake, friendships fracture, families endure suffering. Faith itself can seem worn thin by disappointment, scandal, exhaustion, or grief. We look around at the world and wonder whether anything truly lasts. Into that uncertainty, today's gospel speaks with astonishing confidence. Jesus looks at Simon, an ordinary fisherman with rough hands and an impulsive heart, and says, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." What a mystery that God chooses human weakness in the place where divine strength is revealed. Peter was not flawless. He was passionate, but unstable. One moment he proclaimed Jesus as the Christ, another moment he tried to prevent Jesus from going to the cross. Later he would deny even knowing the Lord three times beside a charcoal fire. Yet Jesus entrusted the church to him anyway. And beside Peter we celebrate Paul, who once persecuted Christians with fierce conviction before being transformed by grace on the road to Damascus. Paul carried brilliance, courage, and zeal, but also painful awareness of his own frailty. He called himself an earthen vessel, a cracked container holding divine treasure. The church is founded not upon perfect people, but upon people who have been conquered by mercy. I think that matters for us. Sometimes we imagine holiness belongs to those who never struggle, never doubt, never fail. But Peter and Paul reveal something different. Holiness is not the absence of weakness. It is surrender within weakness. It is allowing Christ to take our fear, our pride, our wounds and failures, and building something eternal through them. The contemplative tradition of the church teaches us that God often works beneath the surface, quietly, slowly, almost imperceptibly. Like water shaping stone over centuries, grace forms the soul through fidelity, repentance, silence, and love. Peter became the rock, not because he was naturally strong, but because he allowed himself to be transformed by love. After the resurrection, Jesus did not shame Peter for his denial. Instead, beside another charcoal fire, Jesus simply asked, Do you love me? 3 times Peter had denied Christ. 3 times Jesus invited him back into love. That is the heart of the gospel. The church does not stand because human beings are reliable. The church stands because Christ is faithful. The rock beneath the church is ultimately not Peter's personality, but Christ working through Peter's surrendered heart. And Paul teaches the same truth in another way. Paul spent his life traveling dangerous roads, enduring imprisonment, rejection, beatings, storms, and loneliness. Yet beneath all his struggles burned a quiet certainty. Christ had seized him. Nothing, not suffering, not chains, nor death itself, could separate him from the love of God. Today we honor two saints so different in temperament and background, yet united in one consuming love. Peter represents stability, shepherding, and pastoral care. Paul represents mission, intellect, and evangelization. One guarded the flock, the other carried the gospel to the nations. Together they reveal the fullness of the church, rooted and sent, contemplative and missionary, faithful and courageous. Perhaps this is also a word for us, personally. Some of us are more like Peter, steady, devoted, quietly faithful, even if imperfect. Others are more like Paul, restless, searching, driven, yearning to understand and proclaim. But whichever we resemble, the invitation is the same. Allow Christ to build his life within us. The deepest question is not whether we are strong enough for God. The deepest question is whether we will let ourselves belong to him. In prayer, this often means relinquishing the illusion of control. We come before God not with polished perfection, but with honesty. We bring our confusion, fatigue, wounds, distractions, and fears, and there, beneath words, Christ continues his hidden work. He still builds his church. He still shapes saints. He still turns fishermen into rocks and persecutors into apostles. And perhaps the most consoling part of today's gospel is this: the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail. Notice Jesus does not say there will be no struggle. He does not promise comfort or worldly success. Peter and Paul would both eventually die as martyrs, but evil does not have the final word. Death does not have the final word. Christ does. The church endured empires, persecutions, corruption, divisions, wars, and countless storms across 2,000 years. And still the gospel is proclaimed. Still the Eucharist is celebrated. Still souls are transformed by grace. Why? Because the church is ultimately not sustained by human achievement, by the living presence of Christ. And the same is true for our own spiritual lives. There are seasons when prayer feels dry, when faith feels fragile, when we see more weakness than strength within ourselves, yet Christ remains faithful. Beneath the surface, grace continues its hidden labor. The rock is not our emotional certainty. The rock is Christ himself. So today, on this great solemnity we are invited to renew our trust, not in human perfection, but in divine mercy. Peter and Paul stand before us as witnesses that God can do extraordinary things through surrendered hearts. Their lives proclaim that grace is stronger than failure, stronger than fear, stronger than death. And they remind us that the church is not merely an institution we belong to. It is a living communion formed by Christ, sustained by the Holy Spirit, and journeying toward eternity. May we, like Peter, learn to love Christ more deeply after our failures. May we, like Paul, allow ourselves to be seized by the fire of the gospel. And may we trust that even now, quietly and invisibly, Christ continues to build his church upon the rock of grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose Peter in his weakness and transformed Paul through mercy. Build your church anew in every human heart. When we are afraid, be our courage. When we fall, lift us gently through your grace. When we doubt, anchor us upon the rock of your presence. Teach us to trust not in ourselves, but in your unfailing love. May Saints Peter and Paul intercede for us, that we may remain faithful through every trial, and proclaim your gospel with humility and joy. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today on the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day. When we consider a passage from the gospel we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys, may God bless you today and keep you safe.